Nearly 4 of 5 married people don't trust their partner to do this. What is it? 716-265-0985. Nearly 4 out of 5 married people don't trust their partner to do this simple thing. 716-265-0985. I cannot be trusted to do this. Jeff can be trusted to do this. I would say, Nick, I can't tell if you could be trusted to do this. Do you think?
I'd like to keep him guessing.
Okay. 716-265-0985. That's today's impossible question. Nearly 4 of 5 married people don't trust their partner to do this. What is this? Hi, Kiss.
Hi, is it drive?
It is not drive, but that's a great guess. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Is it go grocery shopping?
Oh, that's another good one. Yeah, no, it's not that, but I hear you. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, I'm calling in on the question.
Nearly 4 out of 5 married people don't trust their partner to do this. What is it?
Drive.
Drive is a good guess, but nope, that's not it. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's your guess?
My guess is laundry.
Oh, another great guess. It is not laundry, it is not drive, and it is not grocery shopping. Hi, Kiss, what's your guess?
Take out the trash on trash day.
Exactly. Another good. Wow. You guys are on the money today. That's not the answer we're looking for, though. Hi, Kiss.
Is it take the trash out?
It is not take the trash out. Good guess. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Yes. Is it the phone?
Is it the phone? Nope, not the phone. Hi, Kiss.
Hi, is it pick up the kids?
Oh, you guys are like on fire today.
Wow, these are good.
These are really good. Hi, Kiss.
Oh, hi.
Hi, what's your guess?
To wake them up in the morning.
What's your name?
Lainey.
Lainey? That was so Taylor Swift of you. Oh, hi. You're absolutely right. Congratulations, Lainey. Yeah, girl.
Oh, thank you.
It is not take the trash out. It is not laundry. It is not grocery shopping. It is not driving. It is waking them up in the morning. Where do you stand on this?
Oh, you cannot rely on me. No.
No.
Really?
Yeah, you'll lose your
Wait,
job.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, because it's just, no. My mind is just out there. I have good intentions, but it's just not happening.
Yeah.
Okay. 8 hours later, no way. No
way. At least you're honest with yourself and you know what your limitations are. That's fair.
That's right.
I feel like that's like telling someone, don't trust me to wake you up. You're setting the bar right where it needs to be for you.
Correct. Yes, absolutely.
So, Lainey, how are you doing today? How are you feeling about the holidays?
That I don't have enough time to prepare. I'm excited about the holidays, but I'm like looking at the calendar this morning going, wait, 20 some days till Christmas? Are you kidding me? My tree's not up.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where is your holiday panic level? Are you at a 3, closer to a 7? You're not at a 10, it doesn't sound like. You wouldn't even be able to breathe at this point.
No, I'm probably a 3 or 4.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's kind of at a 3 or 4 right now.
When do you think the panic will kick in? I'm waiting for the panic for me to kick in, but
10 days before, the 12 days of Christmas, when that's there, it's over.
Okay.
So, Jan, see, you've got a different sitch. You've got a birthday between now and panic mode. So,
oh, yeah. I feel like I can't start. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. It's on Monday. We were talking about my cake. What kind of cake I want. I'm not sure yet, though. I like all
my
of
mother was born on Christmas, and she said if she gets one more poinsettia birthday cake, she'll just bump it.
Yeah. I'm with you. You got to separate the birthday from the Christmas.
Happy birthday.
Or the holidays. Yeah. Tell your mom I wish her a happy birthday. That's a fun. She's a Christmas baby.
Yeah, her name's Carol. So,
I get it. Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Her parents embraced the holidays. Name her Carol. Lainey for the win. Congratulations.